Stateville Calling is a documentary about the lack of parole in Illinois and the organizers across the state who are trying to change that. Film screenings are taking place across Illinois. Dana Vollmer spoke with producer Yana Kunichoff about why this subject is important now.
I think that even the Trump presidency in the last couple of years, I think we're really interested in thinking about how change is made at the local level or the state level. And we felt that Illinois was a really interesting example of some of the work that a committed group of activists were able to do here around a criminal justice issue that seemed particularly intractable, which was getting rid of the death penalty. And Bill Ryan, who's a central character in our documentary, was a really big part of that. So I think taking some of those lessons and thinking about how they might apply to the system today was really interesting for us.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can contextualize that a little bit more just for people who are maybe unfamiliar with the fact that we once had a parole system that ended in the 70s. We also put a moratorium on the death sentence. How did we get to this point where you're not allowed to be sentenced to death, however you can spend your entire life in prison with no chance of getting out?
I mean, I would also just say that this is where the issue of elderly prisoners come in. I think a lot of the people we speak about specifically or speak to specifically who were on death row and then their sentence was moved to life in prison without the possibility of parole, they're aging in prison. Elderly prisoners are also the least likely age group to reoffend. They're also the age group that it is most expensive to continue to incarcerate. So you kind of have this these policy issues and then the very real reality of what it costs to keep elderly prisoners detained and the really big burden that that places on the system at the same time as they're the least likely to reoffend. So that's some of the contradiction that we're hoping to address through this film.
In making this film, you were able to speak with people who would be potentially able to get early release. Would you be able to just touch on some of the stories that you heard and if there was one that really stood out to you?
So one of the prisoners that I do think is a really good example of why parole would be important is named Janet Jackson. She has been incarcerated for over 3 decades for the murder of her husband. So Janet Jackson didn't actually physically murder her husband, but she contracted someone to kill him. And so because of that, she was held responsible for his death and is in prison for life. So she is someone who was abused by her husband. She's spoken a lot about being a survivor of domestic violence and the few tools that she had for getting out of that relationship or dealing with the trauma of that in any other way. But she talks about how she found some of that while incarcerated. But, you know, today she still faces life in prison. She has a series of health ailments. And at the same time, a lot of the rehabilitative services that she feels helped her get to this place where she was able to move past being a survivor of abuse are no longer available in the prison system because of cost. So I think she's an example of someone who actually has a really complicated story for why they were incarcerated. And I think in a lot of ways is sort of a model for what rehabilitation can look like. And she feels that she would be able to do a lot more good, not behind bars.
For people that do come out and view your film, what do you hope that they take away from it?
I think I would just say that we have tried really hard to bring in kind of as wide of a range of voices as possible into this project. So we obviously talked to the people most affected by this themselves, incarcerated elderly folks. We talked to activists on the ground, but we also talked to people working with the state's attorney's office. We talked to victims groups and people who have themselves been kind of seen tragedy because of violence. And I think that that hopefully lays out kind of a really thorough series of arguments and considerations for what I think is a really complicated and emotional, but really pressing issue.
That was Stateville Calling producer Yana Kunichoff. The film is screening at the Independent Media Center in Urbana next month.